Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Okay, let's start it off. Johnny promo right off the hop. Here we go. July 22nd, Danger Room North with Sparrow Blue. Yes, the ones that did most of the music when we were doing the Nine Lives little shtick online there. They will be headlining with music at the end of the evening, July 22nd, that's Edmonton, Alberta, station on Jasper. July 23rd, I'm defending the title. That's right, Roast Battle Champion back on the block, baby. That will all be a part of Danger Fest. Five different shows, five different days, all here in Edmonton, station on Jasper. As well as we have some BC dates in Smithers, BC and Prince George, all on dangercatshop.com. Now, it's the time of the season. Thank you. Stampede is now here. Stampede, there's plenty of problems that come with Stampede once it hits Calgary, once it hits Alberta. It just attracts vile humans. Vile, disgusting, grotesque humans, pigs. They corral themselves around deep-fried Oreos, standing in line for hours to get novelty food items that are deep-fried. You deep-fry anything there. And these pigs line up for hours. It is an event that brain dead humans, in my opinion, attend. I know. I get asked every now and then, every year, Uncle Hack, are you gonna go to Stampede? No. I just got asked recently. A friend of mine that's from out of the province. Hey, would you be interested in meeting me at Stampede this year? Absolutely not. I appreciate you considering me to be that good of a friend that you would like to enjoy time with me at such place. But I must reject the offer you have given me. Why do I hate the Stampede? First off, it's crowds of people, all right? Overpriced products shoveled down your face. It's disgusting food. The people annoy me. Now, if you're into horror watching, i.e. me, it's a great place. You pay $50 at the gate, and it's high-end entertainment from start to finish, okay? A couple free concerts sprinkled in there. You want to go watch Nelly? Lupe Fiasco? Huh? Is that what you want to do? You want to go and stand underneath a tent that you're going to sweat your newts off for 3.5 hours? Have the other sweaty, vile, grotesque humans rubbing up against you, getting their bodily fluids onto your skin, into your clothing, take it home? Don't you know that we were just in a pandemic? Don't you know that viruses are rampant right now? People should be dropping. My goodness. But nope, what do? We pile in White Claws down our throats to get into your inebriated state. So it's a great idea that anything is fuckable. Men, women, gender fluid people, it don't matter. Anything. You want to just get your nuts rubbed for at least 45 minutes. Now, some of you are like, 45 minutes? Wow. I'm talking like everything leading up to it, okay? Not just the intercourse part. I'm talking about the grinding, the smooching at the concert, all the little devious acts that have to take place into possibly getting this woman into your hotel room.
that you're renting for the evening at $340 a night. Oh, I'm starting to sound like a tightwad on this podcast. I am that as well. I am a tightwad as well. I will admit, I've said it. But the Stampede also brings in certain celebrities. It brings in influencers. It brings in musicians, artists, athletes of all walks, all races, all genders to gather in the likes of a rodeo. Now, some of you, that word rodeo irritates you, bothers you, gets under your skin. What? These people are going to ride animals? What is this? What kind of grotesque behavior? What kind of redneck horseshit is taking part in my city? You want to protest that, but that's not who we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the influencers. Two types. That's gross. That's probably not good for radio. Got a bit of a toothache. Get this. Oh, this is funny. I'm not going to say who it is or how they're associated to me. But they're like, I don't think I can work today. I have a toothache. I got a bit of a toothache. And all I can think to myself is, God damn it, do I just miss the behavior of Neanderthal men. You know, I miss that. I miss the mindset that no matter what, we get the job done. Little things don't get in the way. Your fucking hand could be hanging off and attached to your body by a single tendon. That's it. A single tendon. And you're still like, ah, fuck, I'll just take an aspirin. Fuck. What do you want me to do about it? I got to work. I got bills to pay. I miss that attitude where I got a toothache. I can't do this. And it's like computer work, you know? You imagine that? Imagine you're on the job site and you're like, oh, I got a toothache. I got a toothache right now. I can't finish the job, boss. Can I go home? Now, like, the culture's changed. And it's like, you have to contain what you really want to say. You know, you have to push it down. Yeah, you know, like that right there. And then you squeeze between your teeth. These words are like, yeah, I guess you got to go and deal with those kinds of problems because you can't be mean anymore. And that irritates me. It irritates me so much. I come from that dying era of like the last of the, misogyny, is that the word? Misogynistic, men being mean to men. I miss that. Jesus Christ. I got a toothache. Shut up, you pussy. Why? Do you feel the need to tell? Then just ignore me. Don't tell me these things. I'm going to view you as lesser now because a small little ache, a little ache in your mouth. Yeah, I understand some of them are painful, but there's something that when I can't see your injury where, you know, and I can't level with you, as you get older, maybe compassion starts settling in and you're like, oh, yeah, I guess I've had a toothache before. They're not fun. But to hear it, you know, just hearing it, you're like, oh, God. Ugh. Shut up. Well, that's not what we're talking. Speaking of toothaches, these are aches in my brain, is influencers now. Influencers say, and it's not even influencers. Everybody's a fucking online media personnel now. And I get it. Okay. Well, what does it you do? What does it you do? I don't know. I hate the term influencer, though, because I'd like to think that I'm not influencing anybody and that people view me. Maybe that is a form of influencing, is like if somebody watches your stuff and you like point to your kid and be like, don't be that. Don't just whatever you do, don't do that. This is not what we want. And I'm fine with that. If that's a form of influencing, if I'm influencing the youth to go the other way than what I went, then I guess I am one of them. Oh, Ugh. Sometimes you become the villain you want to fuck, I guess, is the old saying goes. As the old saying goes. But here's two things. I'm seeing videos pop up more and more and more that people now seem to think that they're all food critics. What is with this? I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. I'm going ranty this episode, so buckle up. And every time I view it, it's... No one cares, okay? And it's not like, you know, you're going and reviewing, like, food that you and I can't afford, you know? I'm getting a feed of people that feel it's necessary to go and review a chicken burger from A&W. Like, I couldn't go down and taste it myself, you know? Like, it's one thing when you got Gordon Ramsay going to, like, some of the finest steakhouses across North America, traveling abroad and going to five-star restaurants with sous chefs that have won multiple awards. No, no, no. You're right. Yeah. I should take your advice. I should take your advice because I can't scrounge together the $1.39 of change in my little fucking bin sitting in my goddamn closet to go down to the A&W and get the value menu chicken burger because I need your review to whether, oh, Jesus Christ, if I didn't get that review, I wouldn't have known whether or not this food is trash. Listen, cool it. Nobody cares, all right? No one gives a fuck about your dumb review. Drives me nuts. You know, these jackasses, they're going in, they're ordering shit off of whatever's on special that night at a restaurant to shave off the $6, right? They're going down to a Boston Pizza and reviewing chicken wings. We already knew it was dog shit. We already knew that. It's what's next? Are we going to review every food item at Tim Hortons? We don't need that. Food bloggers and quote-unquote influencers on these platforms like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook that feel the need to be a food critic of already trash food need to be drugging the streets and given the booster three times at once. Three booster shots in once, deplete their brain with it and have it off kilter. Maybe it'll fix it. We don't need the review. We don't want the review. Nobody asked you for the review. You thought in your head that this is a good idea to create content and put it out in the abyss and everybody's going to love me for it. You're wrong, okay? You're wrong. We don't need reviews of trash food. I want to watch rich people devour a steak I can't afford. Some Wagyu beef that's been massaged by child labor for 13 hours every day. On the hour, every hour. You know what I mean? Massaged beef. I want to know what that tastes like. I don't want to know what pig intestines, cow snouts, and whatever ground bones they could fit into that burger that they're serving you down at McDonald's off the dollar menu and what your review of it is, okay? I don't need that. I want to feel degraded when I watch rich people devour a delicious meal that I would have to remortgage my house just to even sniff, you know, even to be let in the building. I need a $5,000 suit with the shoes to match to sit down. Child labor massaged beef. I don't want the pimply face kid from Southeast Calgary hopping on his TikTok because he went down to Burger King to try the new flamethrower burger. Relax. And speaking of influencers at the Calgary Stampede, the big dog himself touched down. The influencer of all influencers. Those who dare to put any content on the internet bow to this man because he is the king at it. He's dressed up in every shade, every costume. He's traveled the world. He's taken some of the most fanciest photos you'll ever see on the gram. My dog. That's right. My OG, the King Tata out of them all. Big Trudy, ladies and gentlemen. Big Trudy at the Calgary Stampede. You love to see it. The man kills it at whatever he does. You know, he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT of influencers. And nobody's paying respect to this guy except for me. You know, everybody's shitting on him. Yeah, he's a bad prime minister, but God damn it, is he at one hell of an influencer. And he's delusional enough to be great at it. And we all need to, we need to bow in his presence because nobody's taking on influencing like this guy. Let's roll the clip. This is great.
Decked out in his Western wear, Prime Minister.
That's Justin right. Decked out in his Western gear. And he went a step above. Wait till you
Trudeau
see this.
Was ready for some stampeding. At first, Trudeau said he was too busy to attend this year. At a media scrum, he says he's happy he could make it.
It's great that my schedule allowed me to modify it and come back again this year.
Calgary.
You know what I mean? We're talking about the gathering of the influencers. This is one of those events that every influencer wants to be at. Excuse me. Wants to be at, you know, they make time to come out here. They want to have a donut burger, deep fried in ice cream, sprinkled on top are the little rainbow sprinkles because of equality. This man took the time. He's a busy guy. He's a busy guy. He's getting photo shoots at the G7. Emmanuel Macron. The big dogs, okay? He's the influencer of influencers making time to be at the Calgary Stampede. You heard it here first.
And Linda Morgan is happy too.
Super excited that he came to Alberta and he's welcome to come anytime.
You're damn right, he can.
Not everyone was ready to hand out.
Oh, what does this say? Trudeau, why don't you pay the widow spear? All right, made in Saskatchewan. Couple Saskatchewan boys somehow climbed on top. They wanted to get their recognition for the day.
About accolades, Justin Yount says he has mixed feelings about the visit.
I'm not a lover, but I'm not a hater. You know, we all have to deal with what's handed to us. And we have Trudeau now as a prime minister, and we'll see what happens in the next election and just go from there.
For some, it was a chance to poke some fun at the top politician following his Canada 150 flub.
Well, I'm surprised that he remembered Alberta. Yeah.
That laugh.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I wasn't prepared for that. I'm sorry. Oh, fuck. I'll get it together. Here's that. Holy shit. He goes, I'm surprised he even knew where Alberta is. The pause on that fucking laugh. He had about a second delay off his punchline there.
I'm surprised that he remembered Alberta.
One.
Yeah.
See? He's the old 1 second Don. He was, he's laying it on him today. Holy shit.
Comment not lost on the Prime Minister.
I got a couple of people teasing me for it, but no one's made a big deal out of it.
What did he just say?
Nobody's made a big deal out of it.
Trudeau.
Nobody's making a big deal of it. See? That's because they love him out here. out here in Alberta, we respect influencers more than anybody. You know, you go online and a lot of these, let's be honest, fellas, you go online and you see the ladies that are spreading their chicken wings for us. And what are they? We consider them influencers. I believe the term now to avoid the ever so great online censorship is corn stars. And I don't like that you're trying to steal some shine from what my town is most known for, Tabor corn. That's right. But this asshole, let's go back to what he said. One second there.
Trudeau says he's happy with the welcome.
Nobody's made a big deal out of it.
Trudeau.
Nobody's made a big deal of it. Okay. Is that so, Big J? Is that so? Why this? There we go. I have right here, because I do my research now. You know those people that are like, hey, do your research. Do your research. You know those people that always throw that around? They got like a grade 5 education. Well, do your research. I guess you didn't do it to get your GED, so why should I do research to accommodate what you think? Well, I, on the other hand, don't need to throw around that statement because I do my research. And get this, nobody, he said, they left me alone on that, right? They left me alone. They didn't tease me too much. Well, here, Sky News Australia, I love watching Sky News. They're like, they're way more fun than Fox News. I'll tell you that. Nothing like hearing like, Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab wants you to eat crickets and shove up fucking rainbow dildos up your ass. Down under means something different for Klaus Schwab. Conspiracy theories are way more fun to listen to, an Australian accent. So I've been diving into the Sky News lately. But anyways, here's the clip from Sky News. Trudeau heckled while visiting the Calgary Stampede. The best is his son in the background is just like, fuck, god damn it. Why does this guy got to drag me along to all these fucking heckle fests all the time? It's like, he's trying to be, he's a wrestler that's been a heel the whole time. And he's trying a very, very hard, what am I trying to say? Fuck. He's like a wrestler that is a heel that wants to be the good guy and loved by the people, but it's just not happening, and drags his son around and be like, look, see, I got a son here. Everybody bow to me. I'm bringing my son around so that way we can all enjoy my presence. I have a child here. You don't want to say anything awful about me now, do you? You don't want to embarrass the old man in front of his son now, do you? You don't want to do that. You don't want to make me look like a little bit of a fool to him now, do you, boy? But, yeah, he just has this, like, you know, he has the look of a teenager that you remember when your you got to that age when you were a teenager where, like, doing things with your parents wasn't cool anymore, where it's like, when you're 10 years old and your dad's like, hey, what do you say we go whitewater rafting? And you're like, fuck yeah, that sounds sick. I'll do anything with you. I love you. I want to hang out with you. Well, that was like, his son looks like he's like at the age of where he wants to hang out with his buddies and talk about pussy and possibly getting to like skateboarding or some shit. And now he's got to go around with his dad who loves to play fucking dress up, and he dresses up the son. You remember? Who's your favorite possum? It's like the Goofy movie, you know? Poor Max has to go around with Goofy over here. that's all he's hearing everywhere he goes. Poor little fucking, what's his, I think his son is Max. Isn't that his name? I don't know. Who cares? This fucking poor kid. I actually feel bad for that. Imagine looking up and that's your old man up there. Who's your favorite possum? Having to go over that all the time. Poor fucking guy. Yeah, he just wants to try and like finger bang whatever girl he could possibly dip his little digits into. I mean, the old man probably, he's been known for groping a thing or two. But here he is getting heckled, and he's just got to sit there and watch this old man be made a fool of. And then every event that he's loved, it's just losers. And this kid looks like he's like, eh, I can't shit on the kid, you know? You're the offspring of an asshole. And he seems to be thinking like, fuck, this guy's a knob. He has the look on his face that says that. And I don't blame him. Oh, there he goes. He's looking. This is. He's like looking like, oh, fuck. Who's the guy that's fucking just teeing off on my old man right now? We're dressed up in the. Hey, don't you love it? We're dressed up in the gear. What more do I got to fucking do around here?
This is a moment to gather and to celebrate being able to gather once again. Isn't it great to see everyone in person?
Okay, there you have it. Big Trudy. Big Trudy was down at the Calgary Stampede. Says he's everything's good in the hood down there, but apparently not so much. We'll go back to the other video here for a second.
Says he's happy with the welcome he received despite the mixed.
Ah, there it is. That's what he's happy with the welcome he's received.
Feeling.
The appreciation that people have when folks come out representing the country, understanding what an extraordinary celebration of not just Calgary and Albertan values, but of Canadian values.
Trudeau says he plans to come back to Stampede next year.
Terry. Well, there he is. The video that, for those just listening, the video that just cuts to him like leaning in for a selfie, you know, doing the old peace signs and shit. He's got his like finest indigenous garb on while sporting what I would consider a top shelf button down from the local Lambleys and possibly another. I don't know if the hat was given to him, but he definitely has one of an indigenous necklace on to show that not only when he was a kid, when he played Cowboys and Indians, he wanted to be the sheriff, you say. So he will work alongside these engines.
The news, Calgary.
Very diverse.
The new...
Ah, get out of here. Jesus Christ. That's where the Calgary Stampede is at right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's an influencer haven. You want to go down there and up your follow count, you head down there. You get a few, you go and what do they call it? Collaborate. You can collaborate with your TikTok, your Instagram, your Facebook. Hell, if you're using LinkedIn, great way to do that too. It's a plumbing business center down there in Calgary. And you have opportunities to network with others that are out of a job. You know, you can head down, get a free pancake breakfast, scrounge up the last $55 you got to go and see Nelly perform like it's 1998 all over again, you know? A little country grammar. You could re-educate yourself with the culture of the 90s, since that is making a wave back. We all have the opportunity to gather in Calgary, Alberta, the thriving metropolis, okay? The wonderful city that once was thriving due to oil companies posting up and ensuring that Alberta oil was the oil we all depended on. Now, office towers are empty. You want to head down there and enjoy a overpriced donut burger covered in sprinkles, and you can give a food review on that to those that are also at the event. Hell, you could maybe even collaborate. Maybe even collaborate. Do a pizza review. Be like Dave Portnoy. Dave Portnoy's flying out. He's going to do a pizza review. And you have an opportunity to collab with him. You can get a selfie with Canada's greatest influencer of all time. He's the GOAT when it comes to influencing in this country. We all need to model ourselves. You know what? Every industry in this country is failing. What we need to do is be the biggest export of influencers. And it starts from the top all the way to the bottom, okay? Canadians are very likable people. Now, if we could start popping up all over the world, we have opportunities then to influence there.
And all we got to do is take over social media. I might start doing food reviews. You know what I might do food reviews of? Expired candy bars at the gas stations. When they put them on sale, I'll do sale rack candy reviews. Because that's where my career's heading, you know? I need to be delusional like Mr. Trudy here and start thinking that I am way better at comedy than I actually am, and I might go somewhere with it. See, you got to believe in yourself, just like Big Trudy at the Calgary Stampede. Danger Cat Shop. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com. We got a brand new website for you to check out. Ticket links are now up for Danger Fest. July 22nd, Danger Room North. That's right. The illustrious Danger Room that takes place at the Comedy Cave is finally making its way north. Station on Jasper, July 22nd. That will be going down. July 23rd, Danger Cats Roast Battles is back. That's right. I'm laying my title on the line against ex-cop, some pig from Calgary. Dan Frazier is going against me. He's the number one contender, and I'm about to shred this pig apart and serve some pulled pork sandwiches, if you know what I'm saying, brother. But DangerCatShop.com, all our t-shirts, hats, hoodies, all that bullshit still on there. So DangerCatShop.com, check out our new website. Use the code podcast69 for 15% off your order today. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. All roast battles and exclusive footage that is behind the scenes or exclusive podcasts that we've done is on there. Plus, like I just said, you get an exclusive podcast of the Uncle Hack Show every Thursday at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's right. So if you're listening to this in the car or watching this on YouTube, there is another episode waiting for you to indulge into where I talk about God knows what. We go a little darker, a little dirtier, a little more racist, maybe even homophobic, transphobic, hell, I don't know. Whatever we feel like that day, whatever I feel like painting myself that day, I will do. Anyways, back to the episode. There's plenty of things that we could talk about. Plenty of things I'm going to have a conniption one of these days, you know? One of these days, I'm going to fall dead because of the things I think about. So I've recently moved in. Me and my girlfriend finally got our place. We live in the somewhat of the suburbs. That's right. That's where I'm at these days. I think I spoke of it softly on the Patreon exclusive. And now that we're living together, we were living in a place basically together prior. But now I'm home a little bit more during the day because I brought all my computer shit home. We're getting rid of that office downtown. I can't handle it no more. So I've moved all my shit down to my home and I work from home now. I'm one of those fucking douchebags. but I've now gotten used to her routine and what she gets up to and the shows that she starts watching during the day. Ugh, I got a little bit of the hiccups. And one of the shows that she really loves watching is The Real Housewives of like Beverly Hills or whatever. Fuck it, I can't remember. Whatever one is the most popular one, right? And it's a bunch. If you haven't watched it or you don't know what it is, it's wealthy women that gather around and create drama so that way other women can sit and consume it on their couches, in their living rooms, on their iPads, wherever they may be. Because you know what? I find it interesting, that show, because it's just women bickering at one another. So when they're not bickering with their friends or with you, they like to watch it on the television is what I've noticed. And I tried to sit down and watch an episode with her, right? Because you know what? I've made her sit down and watch CIA conspiracy videos. I've made her watch all sorts of war documentaries. You know, maybe make her watch Total Recall 3 or 4, maybe 10 times.
the likes of Rambo, in Inglourious Basterds, you know, films that are worth sitting down and watching, and documentaries worth watching, World War II documentaries. But so I decided, like, okay, I'll give this a whirl. And I couldn't even get 3 minutes in, and it's just fucking women trying to yell over one another. I can't believe you'd say that shit about my son. And it just goes to show that, you know what, no matter how much money you have, there's no such thing as true happiness. Money doesn't make you happier. It just makes you more miserable because now you got to find other things to bitch about. See, being broke is a privilege, okay? Being broke is a privilege because you and I, okay, I'm not a wealthy gentleman, all right? I got to wake up and I have real problems in my head like, ah, fuck, can't wait to eat chocolate-covered crickets, you know? I can't wait to have that. What vegan meat is going to go on sale so I can feed myself this week? You know, these are issues that I have. And how am I going to afford rent next month? Or how am I going to, you know, cover the mortgage and the water, power, cell phone bill? It all adds up very quickly, right? So you have to take these into account, where the wealthy, after watching this show, they don't have those issues. So what do? They create drama with one another. They can't even sit down for one of those fancy meals that I was talking about earlier. You know, they can't even give us a solid food review on their show on how good the food, the drinks are at these fancy restaurants that are overlooking oceans and mountains and valleys. They're hundreds and hundreds of feet in the air being served top tier food. And all they can focus on is bitching at one another about what they jokingly said about each other's husbands, okay? In the episode that I attempted to sit down, apparently one of them didn't wear panties to one of these galas that they went to and was sitting there and had her snapper just wide open to the world. And the one husband was just taking a glimpse. And my girlfriend asked me, who do you think is in the wrong? I was like, I don't think either of them, personally. Hey, she wanted people to look at her pussy, and it just so happened to be that one of her husbands took a glimpse. And I think he said something on the show of, this is the level I've dove down to. Don't worry, there's a bit coming that I'm talking about the Real Housewives. But I found it funny that the fucking 5 to 10 minutes that I watched this show, the amount of shit that I could think in my head. But when I was asked who's in the wrong for that. Neither of them. Why do you care? Why do you care? Both of you should have been looking at it and be like, holy fucking, look at that thing. Maybe, do rich people's pussy get plastic surgery? What if that thing looks like a beaten petunia, you know? It looked like a rubber mallet just smashed a petunia on the sidewalk, and it looks like a beaten gash of meat, you know? It's an overcooked, it's like that, you know, when you get those pussies that have seen too many tanning beds? It looks like a fucking refried piece of beef jerky. What if her pussy looks like that? And they're not keeping these things up to date. It's just a beaten hole. Oh, that would hurt my heart to know that the rich aren't taking advantage of cosmetic surgery. Oh, that would just hurt my heart. That would be an atrocity. But I see, the reason I'm talking about this is, like, that show's not interesting. You don't want to win. Who the fuck wants to listen to those women bicker? You know, they just don't have real problems. And it's tough to get into a show like that. So I think that I should be the new writer for Bravo, the network that hosts this show. And I think that they should hire me on. And we start a reality series called The Real Baby Mamas of Oklahoma. Okay. We're going to find an obese woman that has an absurd amount of children. And everybody can sit there and figure out who or how many men have fucked her to have this many children. Now, her income, okay, get this. Her income is strictly like child services and food stamps. That's how she feeds the family. And this is all going to take place in a trailer park just outside of Oklahoma City. Something that's really beaten down, tattered. A tornado's ripped through the town like 3 or 4 times. And they just kind of scavenger and push things together. So that way we can see, like, the real underbelly of America. And this, and then it'll be a neighborhood of them, all neighbors. It could be 2 feet away, 15 feet away. Hell, same house for all I fucking care. The other wife, a real baby mama, is going to be one where she has been exiled from her family because she got knocked up from a black guy. That would be a fun little thing to throw in there, you know? And those two are trying to figure out. They got three kids living in the trailer park outside of Oklahoma City. You know, he can barely keep a job. He's trying to hustle in. He's going to jail right quick for selling crack cocaine on the streets. That's very typical, and I know that I'm typecasting this gentleman, but this is interesting, okay? I'm a writer. This isn't racism. This is just, you know, way of life out there in the South with the whites. And I think that this show might have legs, you know? But there needs to be one that's just slightly wealthier than all of them, so that kind of holds hierarchy. And then they figure out, do they team up against her? It's almost like prison yard mind games to play with one another. And we'll every now and then we'll sprinkle in something a little spicy, like maybe one of these baby daddies is about to be released from prison, for good behavior about 2 years earlier. So it gets them all excited, only for their dreams to be crushed. Because I then go... and I convince him to start selling cigarettes and weed and contraband inside, and he gets busted. So now he got another 5 to 10 years added on his sentence. Oh, the drama that it would just ensue. I think that show just needs me behind the wheel, and I could steer that baby right into a fucking $1 trillion series, okay? And we'll make millionaires out of these women, but we'll get them on low-end contracts that pay out for years and years and years. They will be fucked because we need them poor and broke and struggling through life. We can't have them transition into the wealthy. Or maybe we go fucking Beverly Hillbilly style and we plant them in rich neighborhoods and watch them just kind of try and fit in and all the kind of white trash methods of getting by. Their neighbors are starting to take notice, The youngest is out and fucking shooting cats and frying them over an open fire in the front yard of a suburb. Excuse me, mister. Would you like to buy some ribs? Oh, no. I'm just out here looking for my cat. Have you seen my cat? And the kid has to be like, nope. Well, I did, but he gone. I think he gone. He traveled up north with his cousin, just like mine did. And by up north, he's in prison. I think the show has legs. We could be on to something, gentlemen. And that's why we do this. For the entertainment. For you. I think of these things. I watch these things. Like watching that show just... it destroyed my mind for the rest of the afternoon. I just felt like a mute. I didn't want to talk to anybody. It was very difficult to strike up a conversation when all you can hear echoing in your head is, wah, 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 and then another one over top. Wah, 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 wah. Then you have three of them. Fuck you, fuck me, fuck you. And you got the drama of what these women have to go through. I was getting the deets, and apparently one of them, her husband ripped off families that went through tragedies, and he was supposed to be like a lawyer of some sort that helped them. I don't know the class of lawyer that he would be, but he then ripped off the families and didn't give them the money, and I think claimed bankruptcy or some shit like that. So it's great. You get to watch their worlds crumble right in front of them. I think it's a brilliant show, but I have a better idea. All right. Know what time it is? Do you know what time it is? Of course I do. My friends, it is fan question time. That is pixelated shit. I don't know if you can see it, but we're going to read it out anyways. Uncle Hack,
Got a fan question for you. First off, I'd like to say, love the podcast, man. Some weeks are better than others, but it's always good entertainment. Well, thank you for that. You could have left that out. First off, some weeks are better than others. It's like when your girlfriend's like, well, you know, sometimes you take out the garbage and sometimes you don't. Sometimes. Could have left that out. You could have just got to the question. What an asshole. Good sting. Now the question. Yeah, what you came here for, dipshit. Got a bachelor party coming up for myself, and I'm just looking for tips on how to make sure it's a killer weekend. Got a pretty solid crew going, and a best man I trust like a brother. Just want to make sure it's a killer weekend for all. Appreciate if you use this on the pod, and if you keep this anonymous, keep killing it, roast champ. All right, Kay. At the end of it, he gave me the respect that I deserve as being the roast battle champion of Canada. So I can forgive you for the earlier comment of just sliding in a slight gut punch before asking your question. Now the question, got a bachelor party coming up for myself, and I'm just looking for tips on how to make sure it's a killer weekend. Well, first off, bachelor parties, you know, here's the thing. One way to ruin your bachelor party is to have one of those buck and does where, like, you know, there's always, and this is never a guy's decision, you know. Laid back guys just are like, yeah, whatever, all right, we'll do a buck and doe. But they're so stupid, okay? Because nothing ruins a fun time like a group of drunk women, right? Unless you want them there, unless they're whores, right? But when it's your soon-to-be wife and you want to go out and have a... Nobody in their right mind has said, well, you're sitting there drinking in a shop, or you're at the pub watching the game. No one in their right mind said, you know what would make this better? If all our girlfriends and wives were here. Nobody's ever said that. So first off, if you want to have a great bachelor party, ensure that who's ever doing the planning doesn't get it in their head, especially, I know no guy's going to think about that. Any man with a solid set of nuts between his legs isn't going to allow this to happen. So if you say that you have a best man I trust like a brother, well, first off, you know you're going to get away with a lot of shit. That's a good thing, okay? Now, the rest of them might be an issue, but who cares? You're going there to get fucked up. Now, whatever your level, we've covered bachelor parties, and it's a few times now, but I guess it's that time of the season. We're now finally allowed out, and guys are planning these types of things. See, this is all I care about. I don't go to weddings. I hate weddings. They annoy me. The audacity of somebody to assume that I want to waste my weekend to just sit there and watch you get married is completely ignorant. And to think that I would like to leave my household, okay, and travel many miles to watch you do something that everybody else does, and see the disgusting amount of money that you'd put into this. Just fucking elope, all right? Quit thinking that everybody cares about your love. No one cares about your love anymore. It's just a fucking show. That's all it is. And the show sucks, if I'm being honest. The show sucks. I've never went to a wedding and been like, oh, wow, these flowers really bring out the bride's eyes. Mm. I'm usually the one bitching because it's like, fuck me. I got to go back to work on Monday, and I got to spend a day traveling on Sunday because it's a 5-hour, 6-hour hike. Or you get these people that are like, oh, destination wedding. We should have a destination. Yes, nothing I'd like to do this year, because this is when I was still working, is burn up my holidays, right? I want to burn up a 7 days worth of holidays to travel to Mexico, that every fucking resort is the same, so I can sit around a pool with people I don't want to be around and enjoy the company of fucking retards for 7 days. I burnt up 7 days of holidays to be here, right? 7 days out of the 10 you get every fucking year as an employee. So I'm left with 3 days, 3 goddamn days to enjoy to myself. But no, people are assholes. Then you get the ones that want to book them on holidays. I guess this isn't the question. I apologize. I tailed off on why I dislike weddings, destination, any kind of wedding. You know, I like bachelor parties. These are my weddings. Getting the guys together. Don't worry. Ignore the invitation. Don't even send me one. I won't go. I have a rule, actually, and I abide by it. I go to one wedding a year. That's it. One wedding. And if it doesn't line up to where it is, so this is my ruling system, okay? Family, depending on how close the family is to me, rules out everybody else, okay? So if it's a cousin that I'm actually close with, or an uncle, or whoever it is, okay? That's priority. Next is like friends and best friends. Now, a best friend would trump out a cousin that I'm not very close with, okay? So that's how this all works. It's basically like, I look at it as, honestly, I guess you'd say is like how much I communicate with that person and how dear I find them. So you get one wedding a year. That's it for me. And that counts as like, if the girlfriend's friend's getting married, that counts if, anybody, if I'm attached to the invitation, it's one, that's it. I'm only going to one. So that's my rules. But bachelor parties, I have more than enough time to set aside to ensure that a group of gentlemen that are willing to go to war against flats upon flats of Bud Light, Miller Light, Budweiser's, 2 sixes of Jack Daniels, guzzling vodka until we can't see straight. Possibly, hell, I might relapse and have a line of cocaine. I don't know. These are the types of events that I want to go to. Men being men, all right? Men being men. Now, I'm just looking for tips to make sure it's a killer weekend. You want to make sure it's a killer weekend? This is what you do. Every single one of those assholes, you tell them. This is his top secret mission, gentlemen. Phones. I made sure one bachelor party, I told the guys, I see phones out. I can't remember what the rule was. Any phones out? We had if you got caught filming people, there was punishments for it. And I can't remember what we did. I really wish, I think they got abused by the strippers that came there. Because we had one guy thought it would be funny to dress up like a BDSM guy as the stripper showed up. And he opened the door. He goes, oh, I'm just about done here. You guys are next. So that was a good sting. But, fuck. You gotta set some guys straight. Because there's going to be some nerds in there. There's some snitches. There's some undercover agents. You know, they say that they're your buddy, but then they're snitching. They're telling secrets. They're poking around in the wrong type of neighborhoods. Okay. So we got to get out of that. You got to get that out of the way. You got to set the tone. Okay. Set the tone. If you're flying somewhere in the airport, everybody's getting loaded. And if there's a guy that you feel that could possibly be the one to snitch on everybody, you gotta put him in a compromised situation somehow. You gotta get him a lap dance, or you know, especially if he's really straight edge, you gotta knock the edge off a little bit and get him in some kind of shaky scenarios where he knows that he can't say jack shit. But if you got a good group of dudes who understand what's going on here, you got like a SEAL Team 6 that's going in like this is a fucking mission of getting fucked up, then yes. And I know it's very bro-y of me to say, but that this is bonding. This is men being men. This is how we bond. We don't go out and hunt and gather with one another. Say, well, we still do, I guess, in a way, hunting trips and shit like that. But I'm saying it's not the Neanderthal days, or we're not Homo sapiens in the beginning. where, you know, we're just scavenging the fucking planet. No, no, our missions are different. We bond in different ways than we did back then. And it's still the same form, just different setting and how we do it. Okay. So when you go out on and you set foot on such adventure, like a bachelor party before, you know, you're about to give the salute to that man down the aisle. Now, we've watched good men ruin their lives, okay? We've watched great men ruin their lives. You and I both, all right? You and I both have watched some fabulous men walk down the aisle and all you could think of is, fuck, that's a good man right there. We lost a good soldier today, fellas. And it starts boiling down, you know? It's like an old hockey team. You get these group of gents together and some have to retire. You know, you get a good Stanley Cup team. This guy's getting a little older. The team can't always be the same. It's just how it goes. It's just how it goes. Unfortunately, as much as I'd love to have the group of gentlemen that I've went to war with at many bachelor parties stick together and just have those weekends, you know, once a month, it gets rather difficult. Everybody has their own way of going about life, and that's fine. But these right here, for some of these men that I'm speaking of, that this right here is his getaway, okay? Because it's tough. You got to view these two as well for somebody else. It's not just for you. It's for other men as well. This is, again, a bonding situation. Now, see, it's hard, right? It's hard for you as a married man to be like, oh, we got a little bit of a trip coming up. You know, that fantasy football league that I'm in. Women don't take that serious. Now, they take weddings serious. So use this right here to your advantage. The bachelor party is part of the wedding process, okay? So those trips, those guy trips that you dreamed of planning, It doesn't matter what you're doing as long as you're doing something together. See, fucking, I will be honest. Bachelor parties, we don't need to go horseback riding and then we'll go back and drink a bottle of wine and then the jacuzzi and then we'll go for dinner at, you know, maybe 8:30. I was thinking maybe like 8:30, but we don't want to get too drunk because then it might ruin because I got dinner plans for us at this specific restaurant at this specific time that we all need to be ready for. And then maybe after I was thinking that we could go for a walk at this one fountain that everybody takes pictures at, right? I was thinking none of that. None of that. You want to know what this is? You want to know what a bachelor party is? It's gentlemen getting away for a weekend, 2, 3, 4 days, whatever it is. Fishing trip. Hey, we're going to Arizona to watch a football game in November. Hey, we're going to go down and pull our trailers down to the river and we're just going to get fish and we're just going to fish and get fucking drunk. It doesn't matter what it is. It's the matter of you guys all going together, removing yourself away from all the responsibilities of life. And you get to go back to those, depending on how old you are. I assume you're a little bit older, you know, just based on how, you know, from 25, 26 upwards, you know. There's plenty of you that had children young in the game, and now this right here is your time to relive a little bit of youth. You get to bring out that spirit that you had when you were a young teenager that was ready to conquer the world. You want to just go get drunk and shove your dick into strange pussy and not even know their name. Not saying that you have to do this. I'm saying that this is the same attitude that you can go into that weekend with, that joyfulness of youth, right? You don't have any responsibilities. You don't have to take care of anything. You can sit and drink beer for 3 days straight. You don't have to do jack shit. You're just with gents. You and the gents going to war against a goddamn flat of Budweiser. 2 sixes of vodka, whiskey, bourbon, shots, cigarettes. You might start smoking for 3 days. Hell, you might pop LSD just because you fucking can. That's what it's about. It's the partnerships that you build.
Okay. It's about getting together and enjoying the state of inebriation with one another. Now, the events that take place, it doesn't matter. Some of the funnest stags went with no plan. We showed up to the house with no food. We showed up and with just liquor, okay? And just started getting hammered around a pool. That's it. We went to Arizona. I think we stopped and grabbed 3 bags of potato chips because there was a convenience store just so happened to be placed right beside, or no, I guess in America, never mind. I'm talking out of my ass in America because we went down to Phoenix, Arizona for a football game. That was the initial thing that we went down. And then during the one day, hey, the Vegas Golden Knights are playing Saturday night against the Phoenix Coyotes. Should we go down and try to get tickets? And everybody's just like, yeah, yeah, no plan whatsoever. And we just sifted through the city day and night, end up back at the house sporadically. There was no plan. There was no like, oh, let's get all the girls together. Oh, we're missing somebody. No, 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 no. We don't roll like that. Let the fellas be fellas. We're going to go to this bar. We're going to have a meal. And then we'll just see whatever the fuck happens. How does that? You want to go somewhere else? Should we try a new bar? And hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how you have a great stag. You just let men be men. That's how you have the best stag. There's always some idiot that wants to fucking plan everything. There's always have one plan. That's it. One plan. A football game, hockey game. Okay, we're going to go fishing at this time. That's it. One plan and the rest of the weekend just falls into place. Getting drunk. Hey, you guys want to go to the strippers? Should we get strippers? You know, maybe that is the plan. We're going to bring strippers. That's the only plan. That's the only plan. And those will create memories that will last with you forever that aren't meant to be shared with brides, bridesmaids, sisters, cousins, aunts, moms, mother-in-laws, none of them. Friends, friends of the bride. Anybody who has a fucking vagina does not need to know what happens on that weekend. That's how you have a great stag. Because then you're going to be reminded, remember that time you got so fucking drunk you didn't talk to me for 3 days? Oh, you mean the best time of my life? You mean the greatest time I've ever had ever? Yeah, I do recall it. I replay it in my memory day in, day out. And I pray one of these retards makes a wrong decision to put a ring on one of these dumb bitches' fingers so we can do it all over again. So does that answer your question, fella? That's how you have a great stag. That's how you have a memorable stag. That's how you enjoy your time. You just pack your shit. Hell, you don't. You can fit everything that you need in a backpack. It could be in a carry-on. You don't need a suitcase. 2 pairs of shorts, 1 t-shirt, get a free t-shirt with the case of beer that you're going to buy down there and rock that. Rock that. You will be perfectly fine. Life will carry on and you will enjoy yourself with the companionship of other gentlemen that wish to be in a fucked up state for 3, 2, maybe 1. It could be 1 day. It could be however many days. It could be 7 days. We're going to Vegas. We're going here. We're going there. We're going to, you know what? We're going to pull our trailer down to the river bottom and just get fucking drilled. And don't. If you are within. Now, here's a pro tip, all right? If you are within driving distance of your hometown or, if it's very accessible, okay, I highly suggest not sending any coordinates of where you're at so that way anybody can come and interrupt your good time. I've heard of this many times that other people, hey, we should head down there and see what those guys are up to. Don't do that. I highly suggest some of the best stags are, even if you're venturing into a city that's an hour away, something that's just inconvenient enough, you know, or a campground that could be 45 minutes to anywhere. So that way you can't be bothered and you can go have fun. And no idiots can come and interrupt your good time. I highly recommend that. And that's pretty much how I sum up a stag. That's how I view these. It's men getting together and acting like men. Youthful. Very positive interactions with one another. They're bonding between the consumption of drugs and alcohol. Maybe even sex. Maybe there's hookers involved. And the sworn secrecy of the brotherhood that was made there. That's what makes those weekends great. The bonding between drugs, alcohol, deviant behavior, tied and mixed and blended with the sworn secrecy of a brotherhood, if we could, for your fellow penis member. I don't know how to... A fellow penis... I don't know how to follow that. Anyways, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Reminder, you can get this episode 24 hours earlier than everybody else on Patreon. And also, there'll be an exclusive episode every Thursday at 3 p.m. dropped for you on that channel. Thank you very much for supporting the channel. Like, share. If you're on Apple Music, please leave a review. That is always a very kind thing for you to do. And you know what? If you have a dick, I feel like we became closer today talking about issues like this. And enjoy yourself out there.